Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Breaking news, everybody. In Philadelphia Eagles land, Zach Bond is back. Howie Roseman does it again and gets the deal done. The all-pro linebacker will return to the city of brotherly love on a 3-year deal, $51 million with $36 million guaranteed. Those are the early numbers that came out on the contract. But everybody in Philly can take a big, deep breath and relax because the all-pro linebacker is coming back. Yes, Howie Roseman has spent the money on a linebacker. Some thought it would never happen, but it did happen, and Howie got it done. And Zach Bond will return to Philly on a 3-year deal. And this was the most important pressing part of the offseason, in my opinion, especially when you go to the defensive side of the ball. Just incredible work. And Howie Roseman does it again, man. After Saquon Barkley yesterday, he made some moves with Darius Slay and James Bradbury, releasing them earlier in the week. And here we go again. And now Zach Bond is under contract. Tremendous stuff. Tremendous work, as always. And this is what we were all waiting for. Now, I will have a reaction for those who are looking for John McMullen. I haven't caught up with him yet with the National Football Show going on right now. So stay tuned on that. You can see my ashes from Ash Wednesday peeking through. But I want to thank and welcome everybody for being here. This is amazing news for this Eagles team. It was always the most important thing to get done this offseason. And they were able to do it today and get the deal done. And it's a big deal for him, man. It's almost $17 million annually. Obviously, we all know the guaranteed money is a lot more important than the average annual value. But he did get a good number, well more than I projected. I thought it would come in $13 to $15 million, and it came in well above that number. And I'm super happy they were able to get this done before the free agency period. Now, that's two deals before free agency here that Howie got done. So incredible work by Howie Roseman. And let's just take a look here at what Howie's done. All right. In 2023, Howie Roseman signed Jalen Hurts to a $255 million deal through 2028. He also signed in 2023 an $81 million deal for Lane Johnson through 2026. In 2024, last year, he gave $96 million to A.J. Brown through 2029. He gave $84 million to Landon Dickerson through 2028. He gave $75 million to Devontae Smith through 2028, $66 million to Jordan Mailata through 2028, and $51 million to Bryce Huff through 2026. And here we are in 2025 with $41 million going to Saquon Barkley yesterday and a $51 million going to Zach Bond through 2027. So the deals just keep coming. Howie just keeps proving everybody wrong. And the legend of Hall of Fame level GM Howie Roseman continues to grow in this city. This was a deal that many were scared wouldn't come together because of the position of Zach Bond, because he's a linebacker. Because of all the other pressing needs that you have on the defense and what you have to do and the assets, the allocation that you have to the offense already with how much money's being spent there. So many speculated, will they get this deal done? Will somebody else pay Zach Bond too much money? Well, those worries are officially buried, done and dusted and buried in the grave. So Zach Bond will return. And, man, I'm jacked up. I'm going to be joining Dan Cilio on the National Football Show in about 20 minutes to talk about it from there. But, again, a collective sigh of relief for Eagle Nation as Zach Bond will return to Philadelphia. And now you look at this defense. All right, Milton Williams is probably out the door. We'll see what happens there. Josh Sweat, probably out the door. We'll see what happens there. Darius Slay, I've heard talks that they might be bringing him back. I heard some rumors from the inside today that Slay could be returning, but we'll see what happens there. All right. Everybody else on this defense, you got Jalen Carter returning, Nolan Smith returning, Jordan Davis returns. Now you go to the second level. N'Kobe Dean obviously coming off the injury, but he set the return. Zach Bond set the return. Gardner Johnson's back. Reed Blankenship's back. Cooper and Quinyon are back. Now that number one defense, you have people at every level of it that are returning to this team. If you didn't have Zach Bond with N'Kobe Dean coming off an injury, you look at this defense and you're like, boy, how good are they going to be next year with not as many people returning? Now you've got somebody at every level to return, and that's big news for this Eagles defense. So the setup is in front of us. Everything is in front of us for the golden era to really be here in Philadelphia, and we'll see how it all unfolds. Obviously, a lot of work still to do, still very early in the offseason, still have the NFL draft, still have free agency. But if you're the Eagles, you feel good about where you are right now. All right, you got Saquon handled. All right, you got to figure out a cornerback. What are you going to do there? Is it Isaiah Rodgers and Kelee Ringo? Do you bring back Slay? What do you do there? Now, here we go. I'm getting John McMullen texting me now. Let me send him a link and see if I can get him up on here for some instant reaction from Johnny Mack. And I'll do that for him. Give me 1 second and I'll get him on here. But again, you look at this, these levels of the defense. You look at where you stand early in the offseason, still at March 5th. Plenty of time to go. But you feel pretty good. The offense is returning. Mekhi Becton's obviously the big question mark there. And now on the defensive side of the ball, boy, you got most guys coming back. Most of your playmakers coming back. And Zach Bond, to me, was so important because he was so valuable to this defense. You could argue he was as valuable, not as talented, but as valuable to this defense as Jalen Carter was. And bringing him back was always a no-brainer. But again, you had those reservations on, will he pay a linebacker with the way the contracts are set up all over the offensive side of the ball? Will they be able to do it with Zach Bond? They were able to do it, and it's huge news that he's able to do it. So don't go to sleep here. You're not going to sleep now, but incredible stuff for Howie Roseman. Let's get to John McMullen, who will join me now on a special Football 24/7 edition here with Zach Bond signing. Let's go to Johnny Mack joining me now. Johnny Mack, I got you, brother.
Yeah, you got me.
I got you, man. Big news, Zach Bond. The deal is done. Johnny Mack, your initial reaction. 3 years, $51 million is the numbers released by the agent. Looks like $36 million in guarantees. Again, we'll see what the final numbers are when the contract is filed. But your initial reaction, John.
Yeah, no surprise. Kind of hinted that was the Eagles' priority. And I thought they would get it done. And they were able to get it done. A little bit more than some people had projected, some of the cap sites and things like that, but less than the top tier guys, Roquan Smith and Fred Warner. So I think that was a natural sort of landing spot. Reward the player. We were talking about rewarding players with Saquon Barkley. The same thing, the defense of Saquon Barkley. You know, first team all pro. Splash play after splash play from week one in Sao Paulo, Brazil, all the way through the Super Bowl. The guy was making plays, just it seemed week after week after week. He was the best defensive player on the best defense in football. But I still find it, you know, ironic that the Philadelphia Eagles of all teams, the Super Bowl champions, the way they've done business, and how do they start free agency? By extending Saquon Barkley at running back and paying an off-ball linebacker in Zach Bond. It's pretty amazing considering their history. And Howie sort of alluded to that too. He gave the little hint. It's not going to be what you're used to because, you know, to the Eagles' credit, they found two good players and they didn't let the position define the players, and they said they're just really good, so let's pay them.
John, it's like an alternate reality we're in right now with the first two deals of Eagles free agency being another move on a running back and money on a linebacker. Pretty unbelievable stuff. But John, what does this mean for this defense, man? A lot of changes obviously going into the offense, and I think this is the biggest one you had on the defensive side of the ball to get done. You know, I brought up, now you have some stability at least at every level of the defense, right, where you have obviously guys on that defensive line still returning, even though some are out the door in Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, and Jordan Davis, and a few others. And then you go to that second level, the linebackers. Now Zach Bond has returned. Nakobe Dean will be back off the injury. And then the secondary, obviously, all under contract with the exception of the change at Darius Slay. So I think they're in a good position. How do you see it, Johnny Mack, with the defense in the offseason now?
Yeah, I mean, it's something you had to do. And, you know, from Zach's standpoint, he's got to go out there and prove it because it's going to be really difficult to follow up on the season he had this year. That's just the reality of it. But, you know, if you look at where he came in as a, one-year player, prove-it deal. Essentially, he was signed to, mimic how Vic Fangio used Andrew Van Ginkel in Miami as a sort of a hybrid edge rusher, can play off-ball linebacker. Eagles thought at the bare minimum the floor was that he would be a great special teams player. And Vic Fangio got a look at him and said, you know what, I think he's got the instincts. I think he's got the athleticism to play off-ball linebacker in the modern game. And it's about, of the 100 things Vic Fangio got right this year, this is probably the biggest one. He got it right. And, it's interesting. We talked a little bit about how Darius Slay got here on Birds 365 this morning. The Eagles actually wanted a different cornerback, Byron Jones, who signed with Miami, and they shifted gears. Here's another example. They didn't sign Zach Bond to be a first-team All-Pro. Nobody thought that. One of the funniest parts of the season was talking to Zach when he made the Pro Bowl, and he was telling the story where he saw that incentive in his contract, and he kind of giggled and said, why is that here? Why bother? And he lowballed himself. He not only was a Pro Bowl player, he was an All-Pro player.
John, are you surprised at the money that Zach Bond got here? I mean, it's a pretty big deal, 3 years, 51. We were thinking 13 to 15 million range. Obviously, we'll see what the numbers are when the contract is filed. It's tough to speak on that now. I know how you are about those early contract filings. But just your thought on the size of the contract Zach Bond got.
Yeah, a little bit more. I was thinking more 15. I think when that 13 came out, it was, then the cap went up a little bit more right than people expected. So you had that natural bump, and he got a little bit more than that, which I think points to, the give and take and the back and forth, because I think if he did hit the open market, he probably would have gotten even more because of the cap going up. So I think when you look at players, too many people don't add that into it. So, the guys who have set the market under their current contracts, like Roquan Smith, well, they didn't do that under this cap. They did it under a cap that was 20, sometimes 30, if you go back 2 years, 40, 35 million less. And so it's going to go up, and that's why it's important to set the market. You saw Max Crosby today getting the deal that he got from the Las Vegas Raiders. So you see the edge rusher market spiking. You've already seen it with the Eagles and Saquon Barkley. You have to factor in the additional salary cap room, not only this year, but projected next year. So that's why these things always keep going up and up and up.
Yeah, pretty incredible that they got this deal done with Zach Bond. John, what's the next order of business now, man? Like I said right before you came on, if you're the Eagles, you got to feel pretty good now at March 5th. You're still very early in the offseason process. I mean, it feels like we haven't even talked about the NFL draft. And shit, man, I feel pretty good, John, about where we stand. Obviously, some more work to do. It's not over now. But, boy, you got to feel pretty good if you're an Eagle fan, if you're on that Eagle team and you're in that Eagle front office. What say you?
Yeah, I think if you read the breadcrumbs, and I did my best to say what I could say, but I was not concerned at all about Zach Bond. I wasn't saying we were 100%, but it was very clear that the Eagles were going to prioritize getting him back, and it was clear that Zach wanted to be back. So it was just a matter of finding that middle ground. I was pretty comfortable he wasn't even going to get the free agency. So, the Saquon deal surprised me a little because, again, instead of being 12 months early, it's about 15, 16 months early. Howie called it a maintenance offseason, and so far it's going that way. This is maintenance. This is not outside. This is not anything shifting. If they sign Milton Williams, then I'll be surprised. If they sign Josh Sweat, then I'll be surprised. But this one, pretty confident they were going to get it done.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. Big stuff there, John, for this team to bring John, Is this like throwing a bone to Vic Fangio? It's like, I gave you peanuts last year and you gave me the number one overall defense. I had to give you something here. I couldn't make you turn garbage to gold again. So a little bit of love for Vic Fangio maybe with this type of deal, John. We talked about how nobody on that defense is getting paid earlier today. Well,
shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Now somebody is, John.
Well, yeah, but that's going to change. I mean, Jalen Carter's going to get paid a year out from that. If Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean. So Howie knows that's got to change, and that's why some of the difficult decisions. You know, it's always about more than the moment. I try to preach that all the time. He looks at these things in sort of three-year increments. So he knows what's coming on the defensive side. It's one of the reasons we, you know, Jalen Carter is one of the reasons that I don't think they can bring Milton Williams back. So all of these things sort of factor in, and the money's coming for the defensive side. And when it does, then you're going to see less ability to pay every position on offense, because basically they pay every position on offense.
Good stuff there. John, you don't think it was an overpay, do you?
No, not the way it performed. I think if he hit the market, he would have gotten more.
Yeah, so, I agree. I don't think it was. I just wanted to ask you from an objective point of view, your thoughts on that.
No, you know, but you have to be real about it and say he's only done it for a year. And he's got to do it again. I mean, he's got to prove it. But right. This is one of those things where you got to trust your evaluation. And everything I saw about Zach Bond last season tells me that whatever, he didn't get an opportunity in New Orleans. I'm not going to blame the Saints, because Zach doesn't blame the Saints. I think for whatever reason, people looked at this player and said he was an edge rusher.
Right.
And, you know, Vic tried him. And by the way, Vic said, he admitted he didn't know, but he just thought that maybe his skills would project better to off-ball linebacker. And he was right. And I don't think it's going to change. But, I also don't think he's going to have the same year or so. But I think he's going to be a really good linebacker. It's just going to be tough to duplicate what he did this season.
Yeah, right. So it's going to be hard to quantify how he will be living up to this contract. But we talked about it a little bit earlier. If he can be a comparable player, play in that top three, top five range of a linebacker, you know, you're going to always have fluctuations. But I think he's going to be that good, and I think this defense serves him perfectly. You don't think this means anything for the Eagles defense, does it? Other than that, they're going to return and look a lot like they did last year, at least schematically, and with the way Vic Fangio is going to run things.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, the scheme of it is obviously, you know, sort of that not really dependent on individual players, other than, you know, Vic's going to utilize the players in the best way possible. But, yeah, I mean, to get this player back, again, it was a priority for a reason for the Eagles. And he got Defensive Player of the Year votes, came in fifth, and I think he should have came in third. He had a great, great, great season, and he was every bit to the defense what Saquon Barkley was to the offense. That's sort of how I describe Zach Bond.
Yep, John, the city's been starving for a linebacker for a long time, man, and this is the difference maker that we finally got, and Howie paid him. The one thing I do love, John, about Howie is He does not allow himself to be in a box in anything. You know, he doesn't play linebacker. Well, he just broke out. Before it was running backs, before it was receivers, then it was drafting defensive players. There's all sorts of things. And I feel like he just answers every question, and he doesn't do it in a way to shut people up. He does it in a way that's conducive to the success of the football team. He didn't pay a running back until he felt like the right running back was there. He didn't pay a linebacker until he felt like the right linebacker was there. And the timing was on point. And, you know, I love that about Howie, that he's not willing to be one-dimensional. He's willing to think outside the box and outside of even what his setup is to pursue, you know, the best option for the team.
Yeah, I mean, he looks at himself as sort of the steward of the Philadelphia Eagles. And you know, it's not about what he wants. It's about what's best for the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, sometimes that's difficult to do. Right. Ego gets involved and things like that. But, yeah, he's proven. The one thing about linebacker, even more so than running back, I talked about it a lot over the years. They always had outliers at running back that they made us aware of. They loved Christian McCaffrey. They loved Bijan Robinson. Turns out they loved Saquon Barkley. Now, Saquon was the second pick in the draft when they had the 32nd pick. So it wasn't realistic to talk about getting him. But there were always names that you knew the Eagles, and it generally had to do with running backs that ironically could get involved in the passing part of it. And it turned out that Saquon was just the best runner in NFL history. But the larger point is they always had those outliers. Never heard that at linebacker. Not once.
Right.
Not once. And by that, I mean, I'm talking, obviously, they drafted N'Kobe Dean in the third round.
Yeah, but you mean with this level of evaluation.
Willing
to spend major money or a major asset in the first round. I know what you're saying.
Yeah. And never heard it over the past 5-10 years at all, Paul linebacker. And here it is. And largely because Zach Bond just made it happen.
Yeah, right.
You know,
rolled it into his existence, John. Not even he believed in himself, John. He laughed at the Pro Bowl, as you mentioned, the incentive.
Well, and another great story, when they were in training camp and he was playing off-ball linebacker, and you remember for most of camp, it was Devin White and Zach Bond as the starting linebackers. And at one point, after about 2-3 weeks, he went to Vic and said, when am I going to get to rush the passer? And Vic kind of laughed. Even he thought he was an edge rusher because that's how everybody talked about him for 4 years.
Yeah. So,
you know,
seems to be the perfect match made in heaven, John, with Zach Bond, Vic Fangio, and the Philadelphia Eagles. Leon Banks checks in with a super chat. He says, J Mac, does this mean we don't re-sign Becton? And I'll parlay Leon's question, John. And what does it mean for the rest of the free agents right now?
No, I don't think it has. I think they want Mekhi back, but Mekhi is a more difficult sort of negotiation because there's some injury concerns. There's guard versus tackle. There's, you know, does anyone want to pay him tackle money? So that to me is a more difficult negotiation, but that doesn't mean they want him back. But the Eagles generally have walkaway numbers with everyone. And that'll be the case with Mekhi Becton. He would be the other one that maybe they could get something done before the start of the new league year, because he's, and I would say Isaiah Rodgers, but I'm talking about the big four, Isaiah Rodgers as well, because there's certain guys, Rodgers, Becton, Zach Bond, who will show, and Zach has shown already, tremendous loyalty, because this is the team that gave them opportunities when everybody else was kind of down on them. So they want him back, but it's a little bit more difficult of negotiation. I still believe Milton and Josh Sweat are going to test the market because – you kind of saw, obviously Josh Sweat isn't getting Max Crosby numbers as I mentioned Max,
yeah,
who did his deal.
Max.
But that's the old, you know, rising tide lifts all boats type of thing. You know, once once the top guys go keep going up, that means the second tier guys go up. So that's going to help Josh Sweat. You saw the deal the kid in Dallas signed. That's going to help Milton Williams. Those guys are going to cash in big time.
No doubt about it. Good stuff there, Johnny Mac. Young Joe, a super chat. One more super chat here. He checks in and says, look how Bond and Barkley's life changed with the Eagles. It is incredible, John. We did a football 24/7 about at this time yesterday, maybe a little bit earlier in the day yesterday, talking about a new deal for Saquon Barkley. We've talked about the two positions those guys are at, but it is pretty incredible that those guys came to Philly and it's like their entire lives change. I mean, they just completely changed the trajectory of their career and how they're viewed perception-wise in the NFL. And it's pretty incredible, both of those stories, how they unfolded in the last year in Philly.
Yeah, I mean, Saquon was always a star. It was just a matter of what, you know, how big of a star.
Yeah.
Even on a bad team, it was like, well, is it the giant? Is it the chicken or the egg?
He went global this year, though, Johnny Mac.
Yeah, well, I mean, he just turned the corner with a good offensive line to having the best rushing season in literally NFL history. So, but everybody knew he was a star. Zach Bond wasn't even considered a starter by anyone. Right. You know, there was 32 teams that had a shot at Zach Bond, and they could have had him for $4 million, and the Eagles got him for $3.5 million. That to me, and I've said it pretty consistently, that was the biggest story of the NFL, that this player turned into what he became, first-team All-Pro. Defensive player of the year voting, Super Bowl champion, the best defensive player. Jalen Carter's the most talented, but the best defensive player on the best defense in football was Zach Bond.
Yeah, I said, John, earlier, not comparing his talent to Jalen Carter, because I think Jalen Carter is otherworldly, but I do believe Bond's impact on this defense was comparable to what Jalen Carter's impact on this defense is. Do you think that's a reach, or do you think that's fair to say?
I think, you know,
he was better.
He was the best player on the Eagles defense. And he's the one who got defensive player of the year votes. And he's the one who deserved them. That's not to disparage Jalen Carter, because Jalen Carter had a huge impact on this defense, but pretty clear. I mean, pretty clear who the best player was, and number two wasn't particularly. There's a lot of good players on that defense, but nobody was particularly close to Zach Bond.
Yeah, good stuff there, Johnny Mac. John, your final thoughts on this thing, man? I got to run. I got Cilio going on. I got multiple things going on, Johnny Mac. But we love the offseason.
Anyway, one thing. I got to write about Zach Bond. I got to talk about Zach Bond. I got to do all this stuff. So I'm with you.
One more thing I want to ask you, though. All right. I want you to make a prediction that it could be bad. Yesterday I asked, when will we be doing another football 24/7?
I'm out of that prediction game.
You're out. All right. I'm saying it might be this week for Mekhi Becton.
How are we spending all day in the office? So we'll probably be talking again tomorrow. Well, we'll definitely be talking on Butters 365, but we'll probably be talking again after that. And yeah, if somebody else gets done, well, I think there's Isaiah Rodgers might get done before March 12th, before legal tampering. I think Mekhi might get done. The two I don't think are going to get done are Milton and Josh, because I just think those guys need to see what's out there, because they could just cash in ridiculously. And then I would say also from this particular signing, it probably means you can't bring Oren Burks back, which I know is not going to be a big deal to most people, but that dude played really, really well when Kobe Dean got hurt.
Yeah, if N'Kobe Dean's not in there week one, I'd love to have Oren, but yeah, this might make that not possible.
Yeah, especially, and you also have Jeremiah Trotter Jr.
Yeah.
And is, you know, moving forward to a second year, Ben Van Sumeren will be back from his knee surgery. So, yeah, I think it's going to be difficult to keep Oren Burks.
Johnny Mac, well done today, brother. Appreciate you checking in. Your final thoughts on the Eagles getting the deal done with All-Pro linebacker Zach Bond?
Yeah, this was the priority And the maintenance off season has started. So Howie's getting some maintenance done. And it's needed maintenance because they could not afford to lose this player.
Yep, no doubt about it. Johnny Mac, thank you, brother. I appreciate you checking in today. Appreciate everybody listening. Don't forget to hit that like button, whether you're on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, wherever you're watching. We appreciate you guys. Johnny Mac, well done, brother. I'll talk to you in the morning on Birds 365.
All right, and who knows? Maybe later. Thanks,
yeah, that's right. Maybe. All right, John, thanks, man. There's John McMullen joining us here on the Football 24/7. I got to run, everybody. I'm going on. If you want to continue the coverage of Zach Bond, go on over to the National Football Show on YouTube right now. I'll be joining Dan Cilio there the minute I end this. But great news, Zach Bond is coming home, baby. I love it. This is exactly what I wanted. I wanted this to get done. This was my most important signing of the offseason, and they got it done. All right. I had questions on whether it would happen, but it did happen. And we move forward now with Zach Bond under contract, a 3-year, $51 million deal with $36 million guaranteed. Well earned, Zach Bond. I love it. Thanks, all you guys, for listening. Don't forget to hit that like button and go and check me out in the National Football Show with Dan Cilio coming up right after this.